This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells, from pets, cooking, damp basement, smoke, whatever. You need the Thunderstorm. Buy the three-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Joe Biden is among the longest-serving politicians in Washington.
From the time I got to the Senate 720 years ago.
If the words don't flow like they used to.
You know how much I'm going to do with the deficit this year?
True, an international effort to pressure.
He's a poet, warrior in the classic sense. Sometimes you say hello to him, right? And he'll just walk right by you, and he won't even notice you. And then suddenly he'll grab you, and he'll throw you in a corner, and he'll say,
think about what you'd think about.
This is pure Biden.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
Nelson Mandela walked out of prison and entered into discussions about apartheid. I had the great honor of meeting him. I had the great honor of being arrested with our UN ambassador on the streets of Soweto trying to get to see him.
I said I got arrested. I wasn't arrested, I got stopped.
But that is so unfair. I would have marched on Selma if it was in Long Island.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. That is the number if you'd like to call us. We're going to do some local stuff today. We're going to talk about the illegal alien who ran up a tab he couldn't pay at a bar in Hyannis yesterday, and then was escorted back to the base in Bourne. But before that, I want to talk about something else. 62F. This is the law. It was a forgotten law until very recently. It was passed in a voter referendum in 1986, and it called for excess money that was collected by the state of Massachusetts to be refunded to the taxpayers who paid in to the common weal. And now it turns out, with all the funny money coming in from D.C. and everything else, that there is actually a $2.9 billion surplus beyond everything else. They've restocked the rainy day fund. There's all this extra money floating around, $2.9 billion. And according to state law, it's not some decision by some hack on Beacon Hill. It's state law. That $2.9 billion has to be returned to the people who paid the money. So it's not going to go to illegal aliens like the guy who, was at Flashback last night in Hyannis. It goes to people who actually pay taxes, who work. And the Democrats are going crazy. They can't stand the thought that the money would actually go back to people who paid into the state. And they want to stop it, but they don't know what to do. So Charlie Baker is saying, I'm going to send the money back, but not until November. But after November, the election is likely, more than likely, to produce a Democrat governor. And once all these hacks in the legislature are reelected, they don't care about anything. And so I'm very concerned about what's going to happen to this $2.9 billion. If you made $50,000 and paid taxes last year in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, you'll be getting back $325. That's how it works out. If you made $100,000, you will be getting back $650. So, I mean, this is real money we're talking about. So I wanted to check in with Anthony Amore. He's the Republican candidate for state auditor, and I wanted to find out if somebody can put a bug into Charlie Parker's ear to get him to start shaking a leg on this before the Democrats take over. If indeed they do, I mean, the sooner the better. Anthony Amore, what's going on here? Why do we have to wait until November to get our money back?
Hey, Howie. Well, first of all, I want to correct you on some. You're right. It's real money. It's not $2.9 billion. It's $2.94 billion. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money there. You don't want to round off on this number. So the reason that it takes a little while, the reason they're estimating that the checks will start going out at the beginning of November is because they have to wait until after October 17th, which is the deadline for everyone, people with extensions and so on, to file their taxes. So the number, the exact number, the percentage of what people are going to get back is around 13%, but it has to be fine-tuned based on taxes that are still yet to be filed, because anyone who files on or before October 17th is eligible for the tax credit. The thing I would say is that my campaign and I are very, very pleased that the governor is talking about sending checks, because before he made it clear that these are checks going back to people, everyone was talking about tax credits, including people in the legislature. So the governor is talking about sending checks back to people, which is something that we really urged very hard as early as August 4th, when these numbers first came out, and I jumped on this and said, we're going to file suit if it doesn't happen.
You know, beyond the fact that this is real money we're talking about for people who actually work for a living, there was also the fact that this is a really good campaign issue. Question one, would the radical left wants to impose a graduated income tax on the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, because then they need the money for the infrastructure and for the children. And I mean, if people get these deposits in their accounts before the election, it gives the lie to the fact that the state is in dire straits and needs more money. It just proves the point. I mean, you know, it's one thing to write stories in the newspaper and on websites, but actually getting money back from the state, huge and large amounts of money, it tells the story that the state's got more money than it knows what to do with.
It sure does. And Howie, it's important for listeners to remember, when this money all goes back to them, this $2.94 billion, that doesn't mean that we don't have a surplus left. We still have billions in surplus money left over. So we need to put pressure on the legislature to work on more tax relief for the taxpayers, based on the fact that we have additional funds on top of what is covered by 62F. So this is just a portion of the surplus that goes back to people. There's still time. And, you know, the legislature scuttled the $1 billion tax break package. They should still do that. That should be on top of 62F.
Well, you know, they have this thing called a rainy day fund. And my understanding is the rainy day fund has more money in it now than it ever has had, right?
True. Yep, the rainy day fund is overflowing. There's no reason that 62F shouldn't happen immediately, and that the legislature should be working on additional tax relief for the taxpayers of Massachusetts. The money's there.
I don't know. I just keep thinking that if this thing drags on beyond the election day, they're just going to come back in a formal session and repeal this law, and then Charlie Baker will veto the new law, and they'll just override his veto, as they've overridden so many other vetoes, including for driver's licenses for illegal aliens. And the only way to keep them in check is the fact that there might be some kind of blowback before the election for all these legislators if they vote to take to steal the money from the taxpayers.
I think it's a fair point. The legislature, or members of the legislature, have been very hesitant to see this money go back, as you aptly stated at the opening here. But I would say that I think my understanding is that waiting October 17th means 2 weeks until the beginning of November. So I think the state is giving itself 2 weeks to make sure the numbers are square because of the late filers. And then as soon as November hits, start getting money back. So I agree with you. I hope it starts going back before Election Day, November 8th.
I hope they have the formula already calculated and all that, and they just need to plug in those last few returns, and then they can get going on it. But Anthony, so how is your campaign going?
It's going really well. You know, I think people are seeing that were way out of in front of this, and that I was with my campaign. And it's been over a month now. We've been well over a month. We've been working hard to make sure that this stays at the forefront, that the powers that be on Beacon Hill know that we're going to hold them accountable, whether that meant talking to the media every day or going to court, the Supreme Judicial Court. So we're going to stay on this. We're not just sitting back now that Suzanne Bum submitted the number. We are pleased that she did it early, like we urged her to do constantly. We really feel that the pressure we put on her paid off, and I'm hoping that voters understand that I'm essentially doing the work of the auditor before being elected. We're working hard for the taxpayers here.
That's we're speaking to Anthony Amore, the Republican candidate for state auditor. And what's your website if people want to go to get involved with your campaign in whatever way possible, Anthony?
Thank you, Howie. It's Amore, A-M-O-R-E, Amore2022.com. We'd love to hear from your listeners.
Okay. And Anthony was right on this. He had a lawsuit ready to go if the current state auditor, who's retiring, Suzanne Bump, was going to drag her feet, but she didn't drag her feet. She did a little bit, but she did not drag her feet all the way. So it's done. So we have until October 17th, and Charlie Baker has just got to make sure he gets this money out before Election Day. Thank you very much, Anthony Amore, Republican candidate for state auditor. Our listeners love the Thunderstorm air purifier. One customer texted in, quote, "The Eden Pure Thunderstorm has been so great. Hockey season is starting, and driving several hours in the car with my 12-year-old in his stinky hockey bag is so much easier to endure now. After two games on a Saturday, we can bring his sweat-soaked equipment into the house rather than letting it freeze in the car this winter. Thanks, Eden Pure," unquote. One of our VIPs from New Hampshire told me just a couple of weeks ago that his wife sells used clothing online. Nice stuff, but sometimes the clothes come with lingering smoke or cat smells. So she uses the extension cord and then puts the Eden Pure in a bag with the clothes, and all the unpleasant odors are gone within an hour. It's true. I'm holding one not right now in my hand. It's amazing how well this works, this Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. For all your unwanted smells from pets, cooking, damp basement, smoke, whatever, you need the Thunderstorm. With inflation, more people are buying their Christmas gifts early. Give the 3-pack and use a couple for yourself, and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. You go to HowieCarrShow.com. You can see the story on the homepage. Sightseeing Martha's Vineyard illegal alien stiffs Hyannis Bar, stays until last call. This happened last night. A former jockey down in Venezuela escaped from a tour bus, I guess, or a tour group that was coming over from Joint Base Cape Cod to visit Hyannis. And he ended up at a bar on Main Street, flashback, just hanging out with three government debit cards, two cell phones, and I'll let the guy who broke the story, Robert Bastille, he runs HyannisNews.com, which is a great website. He gives you all the police news on Cape Cod that you're not going to get in the Cape Cod Times. And Robert Bastille was around last night when this guy was responded to a call, I guess, around 3 a.m., I'll let Robert tell you the story. Robert Bastille from the Hyannis News, thanks for joining us here on the Howie Carr Show. Tell us about Enrique.
Good morning, Howard. Hi. How are you doing?
Good.
Howie. I'm just waking up. So last night, you know, I'm a news stringer, so I'm out as a photographer all night in the region. So I work the entire Cape area. And So I center myself near the Hyannis area because it's central to Cape Cod. And so I'm very close with the Barnstable Police. And last night I heard a call, and it wasn't far from where I was like kind of posted up. So I decided just to go down there because it was kind of slow last night. And I went down there, and what it was the Barnstable Patrol officers encountered a gentleman down on Winter Street. And the call was that unknown at that point in nature, because he only spoke Spanish and he was having trouble communicating with dispatch. So I get down there and I see that they're, they're talking to him, and it got busy all of a sudden. So the dispatcher had to sign off the call, and the officers were there with their cell phones using apps that they have to try to communicate with this man.
Right, like the bartenders in Flashback had been doing earlier in the evening, according to the owner of Flashback, Peter Kempton.
Yeah, right. And I'm just literally waking up, so you probably know a lot more about the updated version of the story than I do. So I'm just sitting there, and I'm just I'm watching this go on. And I used to reside down in Mexico for about 4 years. So my Spanish, I used to speak perfect Spanish. I don't use it that much around here. So I decided to go up and let officers know that I can help them. And they said, sure, come on over. And I started speaking with this man. And lo and behold, I found out his name was Enrique, and that, you know, he was 37 years old. He actually looked a lot older than me.
Oh, boy, he sure does. He looks about like 57 at least.
That's right, yeah. And, you know, I'm speaking with him, and I learned that we were trying to figure out where he was. They thought it was a store. It was very confusing at first, and we eventually figured out that he was at the nightclub bar, this retro bar that has like 80s and 70s,
right.
80s video games, right?
Yeah.
So we discovered that that's where he was at, and so the officers went back there to look for what he was describing as a tarjeta. And it basically boils down to that he was telling me that he left his tarjeta there, and it may have been something nefarious behind it. May have the story was unclear. It was convoluted. He was telling me that he was like physically kicked out.
That's not what the bar says. I'm going with the bar's version of events.
Right.
They let him stick around after his after he didn't have enough money to pay for his beers.
You know, that part of the story I found very hard to believe. You know, his story was, convoluted, because I knew there was more to the story. I figured that when they were speaking with him, there was, a language barrier, to say the least, and maybe some other things going on. He's had a few beers,
How did he escape though, Robert? Did he tell you how he escaped from the rest of them?
Yeah, I'm speaking with him, and he's speaking, Spanish mixed with like a local dialect. It sounded like, he was, Venezuelans. They have there's different dialects down there.
Right.
I think there's like 15, and I was having trouble understanding him. Plus, he was sort of rambling. And he wasn't answering my questions clearly and to the point. So it came down to it that he just said, "Yeah, no, I got lost. I got separated from them, and I got lost." And I was like, "Well, there's more to that story."
Yeah, I think he probably took it on the lam, as we say up here.
He's had a long trip, and maybe he saw that there was
he was thirsty.
That had video games or something, So
how did did he tell you that he had three debit cards on him?
No, I didn't get that part of it. You know a lot more of the updated version than I do, because I'm literally waking up and I'm actually, I'm going to update the story now that you say that what did you hear? I mean, he was at Flashback and
he ran out of money, and so he was down $2. The first two cards were dead. So the third card, he had some money left, but it wasn't enough to pay for his tab. But they just decided to let him stay there because he wasn't bothering anybody and he liked the music.
Yeah.
So he just stayed there. I guess he was just, with an empty mug in front of him. And finally, last call rolled around, and I don't think he wanted to leave even then, but they told him he had to. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. And they told him to beat it. And there was nothing physical, according to Peter Kempton, and I believe him. And so he said he just kind of wandered away, and that's what happened. I mean, this is crazy. But you haven't got any updates from the police department. I mean, did you know that they had brought this tour bus in? Did you know they brought this tour bus in?
You know, it sounded like they were on a field trip, Howie. You know, they were out there, and it sounded like they were on a field trip, and he was showing me pictures on one of his two
That's
cars.
Robert Bastille from the Hyannis News. Check out his site, and you can watch out. We got a link on our site. Go to HowieCarshow.com if you want to read the story. Talk to you tomorrow, Robert. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Time for Let's Go Brandon, but first we're going to do the poll question. Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Goal. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/Howie. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Governor Ron DeSantis drop off another plane load of illegals on the islands this week?
I believe he will.
83% say yes.
It's been pretty steady all the way through the afternoon. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. At this time, every Monday night, we like to do a segment. I'm wearing the T-shirt now. Let's Go Brandon. And it's about, you can talk about the inflation you're seeing, the shrinkflation you're seeing, the supply chain disruptions, meaning empty store shelves, something you can't get. Something you can't replace, something that takes a lot longer to get. You order and you just wait and you wait and you wait. Whatever Brandon is up to. And we have we even have a theme song for it.
The phrase is Let's Go Brandon.
Let's go Brandon.
Yeah, let's go Brandon.
Let's go Brandon.
Let's go Brandon.
The Brandon administration.
Let's go Brandon.
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 Let's go Brandon. I agree.
844-500-4242. So what have you noticed the price going up in? Or again, shrinkflation. A lot of it is these days is shrinkflation. Products that they keep changing the size. You know what? Family size. Apparently, you know, family size products are getting smaller, just like American families are getting smaller. I guess that goes...
Stands to reason.
I mean, that would be something the PR department might say if you called them up on it and confronted them with it. For instance, Post family size for Honey Bunches of Oats was at first 23 ounces. Then in preparation for a name change, this is all from mouseprint.org, they removed the words family size from the package. Then a month later, family size became 18 ounces. And you know what the 23 size, the 23 ounce large size is now? Giant size. From large to giant.
I thought it was going to be tenement sized.
And of course, it got significantly cheaper at a Target. In the above example, it was slightly more expensive on a per ounce basis. And of course, that's the whole point, right? Okay. How about Kellogg's, the other big cereal brand? Corn Flakes. The Kellogg's Corn Flakes used to call the 24-ounce box family size. But now family size has been renamed giant size. And family size, which used to be 24 ounces, is now 18 ounces. Pete's Coffee. I think we may have had this one before. Someone else noticed this. Pete's coffee bags used to be 12 ounces. Now they're down to 10.5 ounces. I dare say if you went way back, I'll bet Pete's Coffee was in 14 ounces or 16 ounces. They've been cutting the size of coffee bags for quite some time now. Natural Balance adult dog food. They used to have a bag that weighed 26 pounds. Now it weighs 24 pounds. Here's what they said, Natural Balance Adult Dog Food. to offer more consistency in sizing across our portfolio. We are reducing our bags slightly on this formula from 26 to 24 pounds. I think 2 pounds is a pretty big reduction. I don't think it's a slight reduction at all. 844-500-4242. Rich, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, hi, Howie.
Hi.
Hi. I wanted to get to you and tell you about this, that only a couple of years ago, I bought a 12-ounce package of Green Mountain ground coffee.
Yeah.
For about $6.89. Now it's $9.49.
$9.49, yeah. No, that's I'd say that's about a standard price increase in coffee. 844-500-4242. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, yeah, I'd like to thank Brandon for the price of dog food. I have 10 dogs.
10 now, dogs?
It used to be 13.5 ounces per can. Oh, now it's 12.5 ounces per can.
A beautiful dog. A beautiful dog.
Now 12.5 ounces per can? And how much has the price gone up, or is it the same?
It's the same.
Yeah, but you're just getting less of the dog's complaint, Paul. Tom?
No.
All right. I am. You're complaining. I'm sure you are. 844-500-4242. So they cut the price. They cut the size down an ounce. The next thing, it will be a price increase. Paul, you're next. We held the line as long as we could, and hoping you didn't ever bother to look at the two different labels. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Howie. I'm going to give Brandon a break today. I think his dementia setting in extra hard. So what I am going to do is thank the lovely people of Massachusetts and our leadership, because the eggs, Howie, are all cage-free and triple the price. 18 eggs for $10. Actually, $9.99.
For $9.99?
18 eggs for $9.99. And the cheapest ones used to be like a Stop and Shop brand or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, it used to be $1.99. It's $5.99.
So the cheapest now is $5.99 as opposed to $1.99?
is the cheapest you're going to get. And it's all cage-free. I just left Stop and Shop like 15 minutes ago.
What if you want a caged chicken eggs?
I don't think they sell it here anymore, right? I think they passed, it was a Massachusetts did a law or something that it all has to
I thought it was first. Like I thought it was like the law with the pigs, though, that they, you know, every time that it's about to go into effect, they realize there's not going to be any more sausage in Massachusetts, so they just kick it down the road again. Did they do the same thing with the eggs,
well,
Tyler? Do you know?
In effect, Howie, it's in effect. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
And I love going out for breakfast food. You know what I mean? But that's going to be like a night out for dinner.
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm not eating as many eggs as I used to, but you're right. I mean, that's a staple for a lot of people in their diet, and it used to be extremely inexpensive. But thanks, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. Thanks for the call, Paul. Beth, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Beth.
Hi, Howie. I'm a longtime listener, first time caller.
Thank you.
And I'm calling from the town of Wakefield.
Yes.
And I have a small grandson who loves steak and cheese subs, and we have our local sub shop that we've been going to forever. And over the summer, they went up on their prices on the steak and cheese sub, which stayed the same size. The sub was $10.50. We bought it back to school the beginning of September, and the sub was $13.50. So it went up $3 for the same size sub. I just bought him the sub yesterday, and it was $14.95, $15 for a steak and cheese sub that was $10.50 just a few months ago.
Good Lord. That's a huge increase. What are you going to do, Beth? You going to tell him to start getting the smaller sub or maybe like a ham and cheese?
Yeah, he's going to have to go to peanut butter and jelly. But I also have a local coffee shop in town because I won't pay the ridiculous prices at, well, I don't drink Starbucks, but I do love Dunkin's. But every time I go to Dunkin's, the price has gone up 25, 50 cents every time. But I have a local coffee shop in town that does very well. And every time I go, I've gone probably once a week, and every time I go, it's 30 cents more. So the cup of coffee used to be really cheap. It was $1.69 for the medium size. It's up to $2.49 now, and that's only in 3 weeks. And I said something to the owner. He said, don't complain to me. It's the price of coffee that keeps going up, and I'm just going to make my coffee at home. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's so just you try to support the local businesses in your local town, but it's really hard to do that.
Yeah. No, it is. You're absolutely right. Especially, that's the thing. The inflation is a cruel tax, as everybody always says, and it's the less money you make, the more of a tax it is on you. I mean, you know, Joe Biden, that's why he can sound so cavalier about it, because he doesn't have to worry about it. Hunter doesn't have to worry about it, you know? 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Beth. Call again. Greg, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, Howie. So I was up to Sam's Club today. And, you know, I have a 110-pound Shepherd, so I buy the big bag of dog food. It's 44-pound bag. So prior to 6 months ago, it was $42.
Yeah.
Four months ago, it's $48. And, you know, they quite often, you know, I sort of expected it. You know, everything's going up. They quite often have sales. So I'm like, oh, I'll wait. You know, they'll probably put it on sale, and maybe I can pay, you know, the price it was 6 months ago.
Right.
I go in today, $51.
Wow.
So, you know, and I thought Brandon had held the line. He told us he had held the line.
Yeah, that's what he said. I mean, he thinks if gas prices are going down, nobody's going to notice that the price of dog food is going up, or the steak and cheese subs, or the eggs, or anything else that people have been talking about.
I jumped on it. I'm like, what's next? You know, I'm going to go in 3 months. It's going to be $60. I better buy it now.
So you did? You bought two?
I had to. Gosh. I had to.
It was probably probably a good move. What's
the
your
line,
dog's
the
name?
Maya.
Maya. Okay.
She's a big girl, but you know, that line, you know, that line in the sand keeps getting further and further back, it looks like. Yeesh.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Greg. 844-500-4242. 339 says Coke 2-liter bottles last year on sale, 99 cents. 2 weeks ago, two for $4. Yesterday, $2.19 each. Thanks, Brandon. Yeah, I used to, when Trump was president, I used to buy the 2-liter bottles of Market Basket diet root beer, or any kind of Market Basket. 79 cents you could get it for most of the time. 79 cents for 2-liter. And, you know, I mean, something like root beer, I can't
for
tell the difference.
2-liter? 79 cents?
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely. Yeah. Market Basket. I mean, I don't know what it is now, because I haven't been drinking much root beer lately, but, you know, that was a good buy. And I think he's right. I mean, I don't buy soft drinks, but I go by the aisles where it is. And the price is just out of sight. 844-500-4242. 860 Farmer John says, tell the listeners to put in a garden next year. This is just the beginning. Yeah, there's a front page story in the Wall Street Journal today about how the price of electricity is going through the roof. And it's just, let's see here. I'm looking at it, right? I got it. Electric bills rise nationwide as natural gas prices climb. No kidding. They actually talk about New Hampshire as an example. Eversource utility company that serves about 4 million electric and natural gas customers in Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire, implemented last month an unprecedented price increase for customers in New Hampshire. Rates more than doubled, this is the Wall Street Journal, from 10.67 cents to 22.57 cents a kilowatt hour, and will remain at that level through January. So whenever you hear Maggie Hassan talking about what she's doing for you and fighting for your way of life, just remember what's been done under her president, Joe Biden. And the same thing with Pappas. Vote for Baldock, but vote for Levitt. 844-500-4242. The Democrat surveillance state is here. 87,000 new armed non-law enforcement IRS agents. Why does America need that? The liar said no new taxes on individuals making under $400,000 a year. We paid attention to the 400,000, and they slipped this in under our noses. They will soon control all aspects of your life with armed agents rummaging through every dime you've ever spent. Friends, this is no joke. This is for real. You traded thousands of hours of time building your nest eggs, and now you have to protect it. You need this now, Monetary Gold's new guide. It's called 5 Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. Call Monetary Gold now. There is no time to delay. 888-617-7994. Get 5 Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. The number again, 888-617-7994. Time is of the essence. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. He's fighting for the little guy.
Ask him to go in there with all they've got. Win just one for the Kipper.
He's Howie Carr.
H6O says, I used to heat my house in Connecticut with wood to save money. Last time I bought in 2018, it was $200 per cord. Saw a sign last week for $400 per cord. So much for saving money on heating. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead.
Hey, Howie, I need the voice changer.
Okay, the witness protection program of the Howie Carr Show. No one will recognize your voice now, Jim. You are protected.
Good. Thank you. I'm one of the guys that puts the tags up on sale tags up at Stop and Shop every week.
Yeah.
And there's three things I've noticed. A lot of tags you'll see where it says was like $219, now $150. The price was $150, but they just put a higher price on, so it looks like you're saving. And then the other thing they do is, when they put the sale tags on the shelf, all the people are looking at is price. They don't realize that when they rip the yellow sale price off, the new price above it is higher. And the other thing is, I think they, if they know they're going to be out of stock for an item, they're going to put those on sale because then people will think it's not there because it's sold out, not because they couldn't get it.
Oh, I see. If they run out of something, they cut the price down low, so it looks like they ran out because it was such a great deal. I gotcha. I understand.
Well, they put a yellow tag on it that says on sale, and then I asked the grocery manager about it. And I said, "Why do they do that?" And all he said was, "Grocery is a hard business."
It is a hard business. Profit margin is like 2 or 3% compared to much higher profit margins for just about anything. He's right about that anyway. Thanks for the call, Jim. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Howie, my favorite store is Market Basket, and 1 quart of half and half coffee creamer was $139. I bought it today, $269 for the same thing.
$139 to $269, and how much time elapsed between your purchases?
A couple of weeks. I'm not sure about that, but we don't use that much. But that's a big increase. That's more than 100%.
Bob, I made the switch a long time ago. I went to black coffee. It's really better black, I think.
If you go black, you never go back.
I never went back. Thanks for the call, Bob. Tom, very quickly, Tom. We're running out of time.
Hey, Tom from New Hampshire. I'm driving on the road. Had a last-minute engagement. Wasn't able to have dinner at the house. I pulled over to Five Guys for a burger. Haven't been there in a few years. It took me $22.10 to get a burger and some fries and a soda. Thank you, Brandon.
for a burger and fries and soda. Wow. But you got free peanuts. That's what I always say when people call in to complain about Five Guys. You at least got a few peanuts. You had to shell them yourself, but it's an hors d'oeuvre, appetizer. I'm Howie Carr.